You're listening to episode 129 of the FitzPro podcast, and today's episode is definitely for entrepreneurs. It is about a word that is thrown around a lot. If you are in the world of business and you've ever heard anyone talk about marketing, you have heard this word. It is niche, your target market, who you sell to. Today's episode is hopefully going to give you two approaches to identify who that is. I do not think there is a one-size-fits-all approach to anything in business, but I do think that there are some things that need to be in place in order to have a successful business, and one of those is certainly knowing who you sell to and how to communicate to them. So hopefully today's episode is going to help you with that. Without further ado, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitzPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitzPro. Assuming you are here for the business side of things, I encourage you to join my free on-demand workshop, Your Biz Your Way, 3 steps to build a profitable online health and fitness business. There is an upsell to my FitzPro Foundations course, which is my signature business course for online health and fitness entrepreneurs. You can register for that workshop at anniemiller.co/workshop-register. And while you are over on the site, make sure to snag all of the free resources that I have made for you at anniemiller.co/resources, and those cover things for the trainee, the trainer, and entrepreneurs. It is all in one place for you. So go ahead and check those out. And then before we dive into your niche and two ways that you can identify that, I do want to take a second to thank Legion. Legion Athletics is the sponsor of this podcast. They are my people. They are the number one brand of all natural supplements in the world. I did not use supplements for 4 or 5 years because I just didn't find a brand that had the standard of products that I wanted. Legion is that. They have a 100% formula transparency, as well as everything is 100% naturally sweetened and flavored. So there's just no extra crap. It's very straightforward. You know what's in your products and you know why it's in your products. So for every product on their site, you can view the scientific literature and studies that have dictated why they've put what they've put into a given supplement and in the doses that they have. So there is, I also understand, like, you can be skeptical about supplements. Obviously, I was for 4 to 5 years. They have 100% money back guarantee and free shipping as well. So if you are looking, if you are in the market for supplements, check them out. I have another shipment on the way right now. As I have said before, my kind of go-to products that I use from them are their whey protein, their Pulse non-stim pre-workout, as well as the multivitamin, fish oil, joint support, immune, and I also use their creatine, which is marketed as their recharge post-workout, but you can take it any time of the day. So if you're interested, if you are in the market for the luxury that is supplements, go to buylegion.com and use code Annie at checkout to save 20% off your first order. If you already love Legion, if you're already a customer, then you will get double Legion reward points if you use code Annie at checkout. So much appreciated. Now on to your niche. Everyone knows that you need to quote unquote niche down and get clear on your target market, or what I call your ideal client, and many others call your ideal client within the world of business. I don't know a single business coach who doesn't talk about this on some level. It's that important. That's for good reason. If you don't know who you want to solve problems for, who you want to create content for, who you want to work with, then what are you doing? How can we expect any success? And how is that going to help you build a sustainable and successful business? It's not. That would be a huge missing link that you would need to identify. So that's what I hope today's episode does for you. And again, that's what getting clarity on your niche does for you when you have a singular person or a singular experience that you're talking to. Keep an open mind as we talk about your target market. This topic doesn't fit as cleanly into a nice little box as people like to think it does. There are many things that can be beneficial to get clarity on when it comes to who you speak to in the online space and how you market to them. So, this came from a question during a training that I did for Frey Skincare on how to create content for growth and exposure, specifically on Instagram. The woman understood that she needed to get clearer on her niche and who she speaks to online. She knew that this was important for building an engaged audience, but she was like, you know, how much do I just be myself and attract people via that approach? And how narrow do I actually get in my messaging? Which I thought was a phenomenal question and something that a lot of people wonder about. She had been told by another business coach that she needed to be super duper specific and nitty gritty with her niche, which I fully understand, and I am not shitting on that approach at all. We discussed two approaches on the call for Frey Skincare because, you know, I believe there are core pieces that every business needs to establish and have clarity on. Yes, 100%. But there are often options within that on how we get that clarity. Your options are not limited to the two that I will share today, and you can certainly use a combination of them as well. I encourage you to take what makes sense for you and leave the rest, always, in any scenario. I think a lot of people get caught up in not knowing where to start with their niche, or they get overwhelmed with how specific people might say you need to get with your niche. And while I do think that specificity is important, and I teach that in my Fitzbro Foundations course, I hope that these two approaches can break down some of the barriers that you might be feeling with getting clear on who your niche is. Because when we have those roadblocks, oftentimes people then get paralyzed and we make no progress, which is not what we want. Inside Fitzbro, I talk about getting 80% clarity on who your ideal client is when you're just starting out so that we can at least narrow down your messaging. And that is something that you will refine over and over and over again. So take that for what it's worth as we move forward. Let's go ahead and dive into the first option. Your first option with discovering and identifying your niche is your offer and your business is for a given demographic, meaning that you identify them by age range, gender, life situation, millennial moms, high achieving blank, whoever your ideal client is, middle-aged executives, military personnel, CrossFitters. There's identifiers within an actual demographic that you are marketing to. Either your expertise and your offer demand this, or you have a preference on who you would like to work with, which is a freedom within your business. Both are allowed. Both are fine. If you're like, but I want to work with men and women, that is okay. Option two is going to be more driven towards that. So looking at a demographic is not your niche in its entirety, and I want to be so clear on that. Your niche is not white-skinned 40-year-old moms who make $60,000 a year. That's exactly what I said it is. It's a literal demographic. But it can be helpful to make some identifying factors clear if they are applicable. That's what I'm getting at. An age range, sex, past experiences, personality traits, industry or career, location, beliefs, values, income. There are going to be common denominators within your demographic that can help you identify who that is. And some people are going to be very specific with those, and other people are not going to be as specific with those. It's important for you to know if you need to be specific and if there is room for that, or if that doesn't necessarily fit your offer or what you bring to the industry. Again, it's not a one-size-fits-all. When looking at a demographic approach to identifying your niche, it's going to be important, no matter what, to make sure that you are clear on the shared aspects of people who might be in your niche. So ideally, yes, you are identifying one specific person, and that is who you are thinking about and talking to in emails, on Instagram, and a podcast, wherever it is that you put out content or create offers, et cetera, et cetera. But if you look at someone with an audience of 250,000 people, let's say, Obviously, those are all individuals, but there is something that has caused all of those people to be drawn to a particular brand or individual. And a piece of that might be that the audience is 90% women or 90% ages 24 to 34. And why I mention those things is because that affects the language that you use, the references that you make. That's why those things are relevant. It also might be people who have a similar interest or past experience. These are things that we are identifying when it comes to your demographic approach to identifying and finding your niche. It is not that they all have red hair or that blue is their favorite color. I hope you're seeing the differentiation that I am making when I'm talking about a demographic and why certain pieces of a demographic might make sense to look at for you and your brand. Knowing the past experiences of your ideal client or understanding what their life looks like right now allows you to paint better pictures for that ideal client. It allows you to demonstrate that you understand them. That's the whole purpose of this practice. And the more actual clients that you work with, the better you're going to be able to do this, by the way. So this is the most difficult when you're starting out and have the least hands-on experience with people. You've had the lowest number of conversations. The more conversations you have, the more interactions you have with your audience as well as clients, the easier identifying your niche is going to become. That's why I tell my Fitz Bros, let's get 80% clear on it and you can refine that as you go. Again, that's why I say it's a process you're going to refine over and over and over again. I still, 6 years in, refine my ideal client based on feedback, conversations, and experiences that I have had with those people, as well as how I am changing and how my brand is changing, because that is a factor when we are building personal brands. There's going to be shift and pivot and slight changes in our approach as we mature and grow. In the demographic approach, you would also look at their worldview and their personality, their core values. And while these don't have, you know, to be 100% aligned with yours, it's unlikely that someone with a completely different worldview or set of core values would be interested in what you have to offer if you are clear with your messaging. And that's okay, right? We're not for everyone and everyone is not for us. Because your core values or your brand core values are going to come through the content that you create, and that is going to attract people who value those same things more often than not. A roadblock that I get with this option is thinking that if you get super specific, you are going to limit yourself with making sales and no one is going to hear you. This kind of goes back to the same argument that I make about putting prices on your website. People are afraid that that's going to deter people, but that's not the case necessarily. So if you find yourself having to answer questions like, what books do they read? What TV shows do they watch? What is their idea of a perfect morning routine? And you can't even fathom how to answer those questions yet, that is okay. Answer what you can for now regarding your ideal client and come back to those questions as you continue to learn more about this person. Just get your foundation, right? Those to me are like those questions that I just said are like the cherry on top of the cake for decoration. They are not the core of your ideal client. That's when we're getting into more of the fancy stuff. So with option one, you are not restricting yourself to only, say, middle-aged people. You are simply using messaging that attracts and speaks to people who identify with and relate to the desires in the lifestyle, let's say, of a middle-aged, high-achieving executive, right? That's where getting specific leads to using certain references and languages, like I mentioned earlier. This is what attracts aligned audience members. Getting specific, ironically, does not limit you as much as speaking broadly. I hope you can see how that would work. In my free Ideal Client Avatar Creator download, which you can get at annymiller.co/ICA, that is pulled directly from the workbook inside Fitz Bro Foundations, I ask a variety of questions. You can answer some or leave some blank. It's most important to identify what is and is not important when it comes to you and your ideal client for your niche. Because some things are going to be really important to some brands, some things aren't. Whether my client has children does not matter at all. It's not a part of my messaging. I don't work with moms or parents or speak with that language. So answering the question of if my ideal client has children is kind of like, maybe they do, maybe they don't. It doesn't matter. That doesn't hold weight in my brand. So it can help you identify what does, like I said, and what does not hold weight. What is important, what is not important. But no matter what, it will benefit you to look at their past experiences, their personality, their desires, their worldview, in order to better understand who it is that you are looking to work with online. And even if you've never worked with an online client, reference people you've worked with in person. And often, your ideal client will be a version of yourself. So if you are filling out anybody's ideal client or niche or target market finder, creator, whatever you want to call it, and you find that it's describing you to some extent, that is very normal, especially when building a personal brand, because normally we get into business to solve a problem that we needed solved, and we are now sharing that experience and expertise with someone else, hopefully with the correct credentials and schooling or whatever is required. So, let me be clear that you will refine your ideal client for years to come. And yes, like I said, it will be common to have it be a version of you, maybe a past version of you, not typically a current version of you. That's not a bad thing. So no worries if you happen to find yourself in that spot. Now, let us also pause to mention that even with identifying your niche, whether it is via a demographic or via option two, which we will get to in a second, you are going to speak with your own voice and you're going to create content that you want to create regardless of who your niche is. Your content and your offers and how you show up in the online space is going to be a marriage of you and your personality, as well as the niche that you have identified and what information they need to receive in a given manner. I just wouldn't want you to lose yourself in the attempt to identify your niche and make sure that your messaging is appealing to them, which can happen. Oftentimes, when people start diving into their niche, they can forget about themselves and their voice, and that their delivery of this information still very much so matters and will be a piece of why people decide to work with you and why they're attracted to you. It's that authenticity piece, right? So be aware of that in your process. All right, that was option one. Option one is more heavy on the quote unquote nitty gritty demographic and personality. But what are you talking to the demographic about? That's where the second option comes in. The other option is solving a specific problem. The focus is the problem and the solution, which again is still needed in option one. But option two is much more heavy on that as the focus of the messaging. It's much less about who you are speaking to from a demographic standpoint. So with option two, the problem can be something that anyone can experience. It is not specific to their field of work or their age, their generation, or their gender or sex. So the pieces from your target demographic are less important in option two. Still important, but less important. It's not that one of these approaches is superior. I think most people need both of them to some extent, but the amount of those can be different. And I think it can help to view your niche from two different angles. So a singular person, Emily, 32, a nurse who played sports in high school, found CrossFit, but then learned that the high intensity training was not a long-term plan for her. She's comforted by feeling informed and wasting her time, or dismissing her word is, you know, how you can piss her off. It's important for her that she can do what she wants. That's her idea of freedom. She loves nature. She hates feeling rushed. Like, these are descriptions very specific of an ideal client. And also, there is a singular problem. which can be regulating metabolism, repairing menstrual cycles, enjoying your lifts, getting out of pain, running further, running without pain, losing fat, making something doable that seems daunting. These are specific problems that you can solve. More often than not, you need both of these that I've just described. But you certainly need to know the problem that you solve. That is your niche. The demographic takes your messaging to the next level. That's where we connect with humans and again demonstrate that we understand who they are and the humans on the other side of these screens. That is not black and white. You identifying what TV shows they watch is not what makes or breaks your ability to market your offer. Let us be clear. But it can add personality, relatability, connection. It's in the references that you choose. The memes, the GIFs, the content, the emails, how you deliver your content, where you deliver your content, okay? Think of different people that you follow and the problems that they solve. Their audience all has a similar core desire. So I follow people who make fashion accessible, make my life easier. Seeing their outfits, again, makes it easier for me to create outfits of my own or to find clothing from brands that I don't have the time to find otherwise. I do the same thing with people that I follow for home decor ideas. They create content that helps people decorate their homes in a style that this person uses. And you could say the same for DIY projects or cooking. These people aren't creating content for a certain color of person in a certain age range. They are solving a specific problem for people who are interested in their area of expertise and the style of their expertise. Okay, I follow a woman named Jasmine, who is the hair queen, and she teaches people how to train their hair. So how to not wash your hair for an extended period of time, how to grow healthier hair, how to wash it, how to brush it, how to retrain your hair to behave how you want it to behave. She definitely speaks to a majority of women. That's kind of built into her brand, but that's about as specific as her niche gets when it comes to the demographic piece of things. I am sure there are more similarities that you could find within her audience, maybe an age range, but by and large, she is just herself and solves a very specific problem for hundreds of thousands of people. With that, I do guarantee that she, you know, quote unquote, knows her audience. So if I asked her to write up a journal entry from her ideal client, she would absolutely express the desires and experiences of people within her community. Maybe not, but I would assume that she would have that capability. Shared values, shared humor, etc. That would come out for sure. So I do feel like that was a bit all over the place, and I apologize if you feel that way as well, but I do hope that just looking at your niche from those two different perspectives, so the demographic, but also the very specific problems that you solve, and kind of bouncing back and forth between those will help you get clearer on what it is that you do and who you do it for. And I hope that you can get over the hump of nailing down your niche at least to that 80% point. That is, again, what I tell people in my Ideal Client Creator and inside Fitspro Foundations. The goal is not to fill out every single line on my download. It's to get you 80% clearer on who you are speaking to, while keeping the perspective that you are going to refine this person and that you are going to improve your knowledge of them. The more that you write, the more you express yourself, the more that you interact with people in your audience as well as clients. Remember, you're trying to identify your niche. Remember why you're trying to identify your niche. Try to have fun with it and don't let the process of identifying this group of people stop you from creating content in learning through action for yourself as well, as a content creator, as an entrepreneur, as a coach. So, if you enjoyed this episode or if you support the Fitspro podcast, if you would like to, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave the show 5 stars plus a written review. It's much appreciated, of course. Remember that I also choose a reviewer of the week, and from those people, I choose a listener of the month who receives 50% off any non-membership program of mine, as well as a freebie from Frey Skincare, the skincare company I have used exclusively for the last 4 years, almost 5 years, since 2017. You can always use my code FDBA to save with Frey. And if you are not on my main mailing list, you have two options. You can get Annie's Weekly Wisdom, which was recently rebranded, as well as Annie's Daily Dose. Find both of those at anniemiller.co/news. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning into the FitzPro Podcast.